So here in this video, I would like to introduce you to an idea called perceptual positions. Now, throughout the course, I have said quite a few times up until now that perception is everything. Our perception, our perspective in life will either be subjective or objective. Subjective or objective. Our subjectivity in life is always going to be determined and based upon how it is that we are viewing a situation or a circumstance. If we are viewing a situation or a circumstance from no one else's perspective other than our own, then we stand at risk of becoming completely consumed inside of our own thoughts and our own feelings, which therefore means that we will be more likely and inclined to respond or react subjectively. So first perspective, perceptual positions, three different positions, three different stances that we can take when looking at any problem, any presenting problem, any situation, any circumstance. Now it's important that you understand this in the context of your own life when looking at your own problems, but it's also important that you understand this to help other people shift in and out of different perspectives when they come to you with their problems. You with me? Comprendez-vous? Cool. So what we're going to refer to first position as, perceptual positions incidentally, just three positions, three stances that we can take when looking at a problem. First perspective or first perceptual position is our own. It's our own perspective. It's how we see things. It's how we interpret the world. It's what we think. It's how we feel. Now, say for example, going back 3 years ago, myself and my wife, Karen, we were renting a house at the time, all right? I was still pretty much in the early stages of setting up self-employed. And when you're setting up self-employed, well, we didn't have much money at the time and we were just renting because it was easier. But our landlord wanted to sell his house. He wanted to sell the house so he could buy another one. Now, this was a problem, all right? Me being me, I done my very best to handle the situation as objectively as possible, but because this man was threatening mine and my wife's livelihood, our home if you like, I became emotionally involved in the problem. Because the problem was here. This is the house. All right, this second perceptual position, this guy here was the landlord. Now the landlord, he wanted to sell his house so that he could make some money to buy another house. But we just wanted to stay in the house for another 6 months so that we could save up enough money to buy our own house. Now because the landlord was so focused on this house from his perceptual position, and we were so focused on this house from our perceptual position, neither of us could see the woods for the trees. Neither of us were looking at the problem from an objective perspective. Now, the landlord ended up threatening us, further eviction notices, threatening to up our rent and all this kind of stuff. And to be honest with you, me, because I'm a stubborn man, I just stuck my heels in and said, no, we're not going anywhere. If you want to go through the courts, you can do. We're not moving out until we're ready to move out. Now, the whole thing became completely unreasonable, all right? Yes, that's right. Believe it or not, I became quite unreasonable through that. But anyone who has their home threatened does get quite protective over it, because even if you're renting in life, which we were back then, it was his house, but it was our home. Does that make sense? So it wasn't until around about 3 weeks later that I ended up speaking to the lady next door, a lady called Frances, our next door neighbour. And Frances is a very friendly, quite an objective lady, likes to see the good in everyone. And you've got to bear in mind that Frances knew us, and she also knew the landlord, because obviously they were neighbours for quite a number of years. So she'd developed relationships with both of us, all right? Now, I think it was Christmas time actually. She came round to our house. We had a coffee and mince pies and all these sorts of things, and we were talking about the problem. We're telling her all about all the landlords. I'm not going to name any names here. He's trying to evict us. He's threatened us with court action and all this kind of thing. And we're not going anywhere. We want to stay here. We just want to be here for 6 more months so we can save up money and get our own house. And our objective, our perception was just completely subjective and governed by our own feelings and our own thoughts. Until Francis said, I can kind of see where you're both coming from. Why don't you both just come meet in the middle and come to some sort of agreement? He wants to sell the house. You want to buy a house. So why don't you just speak to him and ask him if you can buy the house off him in 6 months? Which means that he's going to be getting rent for another 6 months until you're in a position to save up more money to buy it, and then everyone's a winner. You're not going to have to get evicted and go through the whole rigmarole of finding another place to live. And to be honest with you, that was like a big lights on, aha moment for me. It was a perspective that I never considered. And the reason that I tell you the story is because I was caught in my own perspective, first position. The landlord was caught in his perspective, which was second. But then our neighbour, she looked at the whole situation from an objective perspective. Well, what is the best possible outcome here? So I'm understanding this side of the story, I'm understanding this side of the story, but this third position, this third perspective, is one that is emotionally detached from both first and second perspectives, which makes it objective. Third perspective is generally the voice of reason. Now, it's important that you understand this when working and managing the people that are going to come to you for life coaching, because most of the time they're going to be fully immersed in first position. You, as a life coach, are going to be in their second position. So it's going to be important that you take a stance that's outside of your own subjectivity, that's completely apart from them, hence the reason you can't get caught up in story, so that you can objectively look upon their situation or their circumstance from an outsider's point of view. And this is the third perceptual position. This is how we can offer objective perspective towards those that we work with, which is going to be completely unbiased. And generally, 9 times out of 10, as I've mentioned, the voice of reason. Now, this is one stance that we can take as life coaches, but this is also an exercise that we can use to guide those that we're coaching outside of their own perspective and into another. For example, right? Say that this was an actual problem that you were dealing with in the context of a life coaching relationship. All right. So the person that you're coaching, they're going to be caught in first. So how you do this is you ask them to close your eyes and imagine what it will be like for this person from their perspective. Now, this can sometimes take a few moments for the person to actually focus in and step outside of their own perspective to look at the problem from an alternative point of view. But once they've done this, 9 times out of 10, most people will say, oh, so I can understand their perspective now because I'm not just looking at the problem from my own perspective. But then to go one step further, we ask them, okay, inside of your mind's eye, now step into an outsider's perspective. So just imagine that you're someone on the outside of both of yous looking in. You and the landlord having an argument. Can you see a win-win solution in which both parties stand to gain? And this is the stance that you want to be taking as a life coach, and that you also want to be empowering your clients to take as they come to you for guidance. So this is perceptual positions. There's an information fact sheet stroke mini exercise workbook attached to the downloadable materials section of this video. This is primarily an NLP technique, but it's a framework that is strongly going to serve you in the context of any life coaching relationship that you're going to have. So I hope you found this interesting. Download the additional materials and I'll look forward to seeing you again in the last and final video of this section, where we're going to bring the whole section to a close. Hope you found all of this quite interesting.